that those cuts will be phased in over a slower timetable than we were told. Not over 2 years, but over three. $8 billion over the first 2 years, another four in the third year. Now, that, I'm told, is not going to reduce the controversy that the cuts generate, not to silence what the Chancellor has called the predictable howls of protest. Because when he does limit child tax credit, I'm told, to families with only two children, you won't be able to claim for more, not at least if you're a new claimant. When he cuts housing benefit from younger people, when he removes part of what used to be called sickness benefit, is now called employment support allowance, the bit that pays for people who are deemed to be capable of work. Those will indeed produce those howls of protest. Now, he can do it a little bit slower because there's a little bit more tax money coming in, and that will allow him to make tax cuts as well, not just for the low paid, but increasing that threshold at which you pay higher rate 40p tax. The question is whether he will, as many economists have urged him to do, slow the planned pace of spending cuts overall. The international organization, the OECD, said to front load the cuts would endanger the speed of recovery and punish the poor. I asked a well-placed person who knows about the budget to sum it up for me, Hugh. The reply came very simply: big, very big. It's got to be, given the scale of what the Chancellor's got to do. But exactly what word you put after the word big is going to depend on your political persuasion.